Chapter 8. At Darcy's House. Elizabeth stayed with Charlotte and Mr. Collins for another week, but she wasn't in good spirits. Her thoughts returned again and again to Darcy's letter. Finally, it was time to leave, and Elizabeth travelled by carriage to London. There, she met Jane, who was still at the house of Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner. Together, the two sisters returned to their own home. Elizabeth had so much to tell her sister, but she couldn't discuss anything on the way home because there were other people in the carriage. For the first time in months, the entire Bennet family was together for dinner, and it was a noisy meal. Elizabeth waited until she and Jane were alone in their room to talk to her sister. She had decided not to tell Jane anything about the reasons for Charles Bingley's behaviour. The truth would not change anything. It would only hurt her feelings more, because it was clear that Jane still loved Bingley. Instead, Elizabeth told Jane about Darcy's proposal and about her own reaction to it. "I'm sorry for Mr. Darcy," Jane said after she had heard the story. "He must be very disappointed that you don't want to marry him."
"Yes, I'm sorry for him too," Elizabeth agreed. "But I can't marry someone that I don't love. Now, I've got another surprising thing to tell you. We were very wrong to believe all the things Mr. Wickham told us." She then explained to Jane what had really happened between Wickham and Darcy. Jane was shocked by the story.
"Wickham acted very badly," she said sadly. "We thought that he was such a good, honest man, and that Darcy wasn't good. But now we know it's really the opposite."
"Yes, Jane," Elizabeth said quietly. "I had only prejudice against Mr. Darcy. I never had a good thought about him. But now we have to decide something important. Should we tell our family and friends the truth about Wickham?"
"No, I don't think it's necessary," Jane said. "Wickham's regiment is soon moving from Meryton to Brighton. That's far away. No one in the neighbourhood will see him any more, so there's really no reason to tell people the truth about him. Perhaps he will change one day and become a better person."
The next week was very busy at the Bennets' house. Lydia was depressed that the army officers were moving away. She loved to flirt with them. Mrs. Bennet wanted to keep Lydia happy, and she tried to convince Mr. Bennet to take the family for a holiday to Brighton. He didn't agree to this, and they continued to complain and make the atmosphere unpleasant. Then, one day, Lydia came home with a happy face.
"Mrs. Foster, the wife of one of the officers, has invited me to go to Brighton with her. She's my friend. It's going to be wonderful. Can I go?"
Elizabeth was worried about this invitation, and she went to speak to her father about it. "Lydia is only 16, she said. "She isn't very intelligent, and she often acts stupidly without thinking. She flirts with all the officers and any man who looks at her. I'm afraid she'll get into trouble and something bad will happen. Please don't allow her to go to Brighton." "You and Jane are very serious and respectable," Mr. Bennet said. "Your younger sisters are not like you, but for some reason your mother supports their behaviour. If I don't allow Lydia to go, she and your mother will not give me any peace. I want peace and quiet in the house, so I'm allowing her to go." Elizabeth was not happy with this response, but she couldn't change her father's opinion. And Lydia left for Brighton with Mrs. Foster. Now, Elizabeth prepared herself for a trip which Mr. and Mrs. Gardiner had promised her. She would travel with her uncle and aunt for 3 weeks through a part of England called Derbyshire. Elizabeth knew that Darcy's estate, Pemberley, was in that area. "Derbyshire is a big area with many estates," Elizabeth said to herself. "There's no chance we'll meet Darcy. I don't want to be in an uncomfortable position." On the first day of their journey, they arrived at a small hotel to spend the night. "Tomorrow we'll visit Pemberley," Mrs. Gardiner said to Elizabeth. "It's the closest estate to this town. I'm sure it will interest you, because you know Mr. Darcy and Mr. Wickham, who both grew up there." Elizabeth hadn't told her aunt and uncle about Darcy's proposal and her refusal. She also hadn't told them what she knew about Wickham. Therefore, she had no logical reason to refuse to visit Pemberley. "I only hope that Darcy isn't there right now," Elizabeth thought anxiously. The next morning, the Gardiners and Elizabeth drove to Pemberley in a carriage. Elizabeth looked at Darcy's elegant house, the beautiful gardens and the forest which surrounded it. The beauty of everything surprised her. The housekeeper quickly opened the door and invited them to come in. "Mr. Darcy isn't here now," she said, "but he'll return tomorrow with Georgiana and some friends. Come, I'll show you the house." Elizabeth breathed more easily when she heard this. "Mr. Darcy is the best master anyone could have," the housekeeper said as they walked through all the beautiful rooms. "I have known him since he was 4 years old, and I've never heard a bad word from him. Here, look at this piano. Mr. Darcy bought it as a surprise for his sister. He does everything he can to make her happy." Elizabeth's respect for Darcy grew with every word she heard from the housekeeper. His character was really much better than she had thought. "The woman who accepts Darcy's proposal will be mistress of this beautiful house," Elizabeth thought to herself. "I don't regret my decision, but I have got a better opinion of him now. I was wrong about him." The Gardiners and Elizabeth finished their tour of the house and went out into the garden. And then the most unexpected thing happened. Darcy suddenly appeared. He was walking towards the house.